Isn't life grande? And making it better just got easier with Starbucks new protein cold foam. A little something something to take your favorite drinks up a notch with 15 grams of extra protein. Turn your usual iced caramel latte into a smooth iced caramel protein latte. Add a delicious swirl on top of your drink, just like that. Protein never tasted so good with Starbucks new protein cold foam. Subject to availability while stocks last.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Nation by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
This is the Blood of the Wild, a show where we play through Paizo's Quest for the Frozen Flame Adventure Path for Pathfinder 2E. Book one was written by Ron and Stephanie Lundeen. And as always, I have my incredible cast, except for Joe. Paula Deming, Skidmore, Mary Lou, and then also Joe O'Brien is here.
We clocked it. It took him 18 episodes to become Troy LaValle. That's to understand what GMing on this network is. It is singling out individual people and making them feel less than.
Yes, yeah. For no reason. For absolutely no reason.
Heads up. I'm super sensitive, and if you do that to me, I will cry, and you might not feel good about it.
I would never do that to you.
Thank you.
When Joe is right here.
It's just too easy. It's too easy.
Don't do that to me, Jared? I'll get upset.
How am I doing?
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
I'm living my best life.
You are?
I got a cup of coffee and a half into me.
And a half?
I just had a piece of cold pizza.
Yeah,
let's fucking rock this shit to the moon, bitch.
Let's go.
That's the coffee talking.
And if you guys keep an eye out for the new t-shirts that say, let's fucking rock this shit to the moon, bitch. And then on the back, right, they official. Say Blood of the Wild. They say Blood of the Wild.
Just a piece of cold pizza.
Yes.
Underneath mm-hmm. it.
How can you tell the pizza's cold from the picture?
I was thinking about that as I said it.
Cheese
it
has doesn't like look snow, melty.
Snow falling around it.
That's the easiest way.
The problem with the shirts is that right now people think they're Christmas shirts because there's also like a snowman and
not another Christmas pizza shirt.
Yeah, and there's like holly
the
leaves,
pizza for
holly
Christmas
leaves.
Tree.
Yeah, it's on a sled. The sliced pizza's on a sled,
and the Grinch Santa's is stealing there. It. It's a busy. Another problem with the shirt is that it's very busy.
Yeah. It's busy. Very busy.
Yeah,
it's like a Bosch painting. Gosh, there's so many details.
And it has like a 15-word slogan on the front. Like it's just too much.
It's so detailed. It's beautiful, but
it's an overstuffed design.
I have a hard time getting its message across.
To the designer, I was like, "Do we need the Grinch?" And she threatened to quit. So So,
yeah.
How will they know the pizza is cold if the Grinch isn't trying to steal it?
Exactly. That's what she said. That's what she said.
And she had a point, to be fair.
And she's not wrong. I mean, it's true.
Can't argue with that.
Anyway, keep an eye out for those in the merch store.
Definitely.
At jaredlogan.com. That's cool, right, GCN?
I'm actually going to open that up. Let's find out what jaredlogan.com looks like.
Is that a website?
Oh, God, don't do that. Please, I haven't updated it. Don't.
Oh, my goodness. What jaredlogan.com.
Oh, look at how handsome. And he lives in New York City.
Oh, New York
City. It's so clear.
Oh, look at that.
Well, no, the photo is in New York City.
You're from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. This is Long Island City. You're standing like right by the the gantry, right? With the
That's
doctor.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have an album called My Brave Battle. I love that.
Yeah, and
funny.
People should check that out. People
oh, have you
check
never
that
checked
out.
That out, Mary Lou? It is a very good comedy special. It is
okay.
Very
I think
funny.
I will. Jared's just my friend, not a famous stand-up comedian.
Well, and to also the general public, I'm just their friend and not a famous stand-up comedian.
This is a great website.
Now that we've thoroughly
Don't
made
go look
me
at
blush.
Mine.
Right. Now that we've...
Upcoming now that we, at Dead Crow Comedy, Saturday, March 30th.
Okay,
2019.
I thought he hadn't updated this.
That's not that out of date because...
Oh, 2019.
The pandemic happened. The pandemic happened and I sort of fell
off. A year later.
Casualty of the pandemic, your website.
Let me also ask, who goes to websites? You just check someone's Instagram, have not updated. Okay.
Just for the record.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other lords say we have not updated our Instagram. Our days are numbered. Our following dwindles. And we ask, should we keep paying for the domain name on our website?
BrokenTusk.net.
They say we have failed in our sacred charge to promote our comedy career. They say we will soon pass away into the endless northern night of people on the comedy club wall, old photos. What happened to that guy? He died of cancer.
Oh, Jesus. It's always the way.
But they are mistaken, other lords. We are strong, and I'm obviously talking about me now. Broken but strong.
Definitely broken.
You know what? Fuck it. My heart beats.
That's right.
And it is like the sound of a herd of mammoths stampeding across the tundra.
That's right, Jared.
And in the heart of each of my players flows the blood of the wild.
Well,
I can't
done.
Wait for an extra Yelka. Good mammoth for you today.
That was a beautiful mammoth.
Pondering the meaning of all the people they've been murdering lately and wants to have a serious conversation today, and it's just so perfect after that very dramatic intro.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, by way of a very brief recap, our scouts, the tip of the spear, are leading their following, the Broken Tusk following, across the Gornok Plain of the realm of the Mammoth Lords. They are trying to get to Red Cat Cave to find out what happened to the ancient artifact, the Primordial Flame. The Burning Mammoth following is hot on their heels, trying to destroy them. Our scouts have had several random encounters as they explorated the map. Most recently, they came across some people posing as traitors that ended up being slavers, whom they dispatched with extreme prejudice. Currently, our scouts are along the shore of the river. The barge is sort of anchored on the shoreline. Olog Crowborn, the massive orc barbarian, is out in the water, strangling, drowning one of the slavers. In fact, Olog, as I say this, his body stops moving and becomes inert, and perhaps the red mist over your eyes subsides. Yelka, from the barge, there's a little shack on top of the barge. You can hear a voice calling, "Help! Help!"
Oh, yeah. Yelka will scramble down the hill here, and she does it more, like, gracefully than you would expect, but sure. Oh, wow, she's actually pretty nimble. So she's going to scramble on down and come over to the boat and try and hop up over the edge of the boat to find the person who is asking for help.
Out of encounter mode, I'm going to just let you do that. And you come to the little shack on top of the barge, and it is not locked. Earlier, what tipped you off that the traders were actually slavers was you saw some chains kind of peeking out of this shack. So the door is largely opened. Would you like to look inside?
Yes, I would.
Along with a bunch of goods that are kind of stacked up along the walls, you see a halfling. She is wearing the colored silks and beautiful, bright robes, garments of someone from the far south. Her hair is jet black. She has a little stud in her nose, and she is looking at you like, "Help, please."
She has also seen not just a teenage girl with her hair tightly braided back and wearing crow feathers around her neck and furs on her knees and pouches at her waist, but also just wind and little bits of lightning swirling around her in 5 feet as I approach, because my curse is active at the moment. So as I get near, I will say, "Don't be scared. Don't be frightened. My name is Yelka. You don't have to come near me. It's okay, but we can help you if you would like help. What's your name?"
I love that, like, just this is happening while Olog is finishing off this guy's, like, grinding his face into the mud below the water, like, kicking. "Don't be afraid. It's okay."
And as Storm from DC Comics,
yeah,
right, exactly. Comes to you.
Whoa, Mary Lou, Marvel Comics, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Wow, I can't believe you said DC. Oh my God, hold on, give me a minute. I just have to stop being angry.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I just have to stop being angry.
That would be copyright, right, if it was Storm from Marvel. So this is Storm from DC.
Oh,
right,
good
totally
work.
Different.
Good work
totally
getting out of the
Washington, D.C.
imaginary. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she's from Africa. Okay. So you walk in. This halfling is tightly bound, but you can see that she got the gag in her mouth off, and that's how she was calling for help. When you first walk in, Yelka, and you have that static and that wind kind of blowing around you, she has a look of fear on her face. But after you say that, she says, "Are you some kind of witch?"
"No. I'm not a witch. I just have, powers? But I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch. I mean, my mother was from where the witches are from, but she wasn't a witch anymore, but she also had powers. You don't need to know all of this. No, I'm not a witch,
reason.
But I do..." "Yeah, yes. Do you know it?"
"Yeah. Yes. Yes, to the west of here. Could you untie me?
Yes. Now, don't worry. You might get a little wet, and you might get a little bit of an electric shock, like a little buzz, but it won't hurt you. And I'll come close and... She's tied up. Yelka just trusts this. She's not, like, worried that this is a problem. She's just going to go over and untie her.
Suddenly, she transforms into a demon. I'm kidding.
And the slaver's spinal trap has been sprung.
You untie her, and she stretches. Thank you. Wow. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it hurt a little bit, the shock. But do you mind? Would you move out of the way a little bit? Just over to...
I just
don't want to walk into the storm front here.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. I forget that it's happening around me because it happens all the time. But and Yelka will just back all the way up against like the far end of this cage to make a very clear exit for her to get
out. She scampers past you, and halflings, unfortunately, even when they try to walk, they end up scampering.
So cute.
She's a small creature. She runs to where there's a bunch of stuff kind of piled up on the walls, and she starts digging through it until she finds a pack. And she immediately unties the pack and looks in it and is like, okay, my stuff is here. Wow, thanks so much.
Yelka,
you're welcome.
What are you doing up there?
I will come out of the... cage, and I'll say, I have friends here, but none of us are going to hurt you. We're all here to help. Raga, what was your name?
Harbina. Harbina Farwander.
Harbina Farwander. That's a cool last name. Raga, there's someone here, and Yelka's just like shouting and waving. I helped Diane Titer. She's not scared of me.
Oh, hello. You are not a slaver then. You were enslaved?
She was caught by them. Her name's Harbina Farwander.
Hello.
I want to climb up onto the boat.
Very good.
Do I need to do like an athletics or anything?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
You're taking your time.
Yeah, I'm taking my time. I'm crawling up on this boat. I'm saying hello to Harbina. And then I want to investigate this boat once we... Well, let's meet Harbina.
I like
Very
her.
Good.
She looks like Moon Zappa.
Yeah.
She looks awesome.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of like a hippie or rocker vibe to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Joan Jett or something.
Yeah. She kind of looks like a serene Joan Jett.
In fact, having said that, Skid, I'm going to play her a little bit more like that. So, what are you guys doing here? And then she gets a look at some of the bodies and she's like, wow. Well, these guys deserved it.
How did they catch you? They were trying to trick us into thinking they were going to trade with us. Is that what they did with you too?
They grabbed me while I fell asleep. Where? Near my fire. Miles from here, upriver.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah, I guess that's why they say you should never travel alone.
Well, now you won't have to. You can travel with us. You can come back to the following. They welcomed me with open arms.
The following?
The following, of course.
Who are you guys?
Well, we're the tip of the spear.
That's part of the Broken Tusk. We're part of a group of mammoth lords. And it's kind of dangerous right now because we're being chased by some other mammoth lords, but our mammoth lords are... We're good when we accept everyone, and... We can keep you safe if you want. I don't know, unless you were off on some, like, adventure.
I am, yeah. Yeah, totally. I found this map. And she digs into her pack again, and she rolls out this map. And when you look at it, you can see that it sort of shows locations here on the Gornok Plain.
Hmm. Oh.
Do I recognize anything on this map? Like,
you do.
Does this map
you
seem
recognize-
meaningful? Yeah.
You recognize Rockloom.
Oh.
And Rockloom. You see the river and you see Gleaming Sun Lake.
Oh, Rockloom, we were just there. You do not want to go there. Very bad people are there. They're chasing us right now, actually, so don't go in that direction.
Harbina, where did you say you got this map?
I bought it from a trader far to the west. I'm from Varizia.
Would it be normal that, I guess, other people come through here? Would I be very surprised to see that someone, some outsider, has come through this area that is my home and mapped it and then taken it far away and get, you know, like, is this weird?
It's not usual. I don't think it would be remarkable.
Right.
But it's not something that happens. That you don't come across these people every day. As we have established, your group is quite insular.
Yeah. This is... we know this area really well. We don't need a map to go around it. What are you hoping you're going to find with this?
Well, I don't really know. I mean... So what... What I figured out and learned from the trader who gave me this map is that this spiritualist who made it was wandering the plain. And I think he got lost somewhere in this area. The map made it back west, but not the rest of his gear. He may have had something interesting or valuable. He may have even found treasure. So I'm looking to figure out his final fate. It's an adventure. I like adventure.
Well, I'm glad we found you. Otherwise, your adventure would have not gone so well.
You said it, sister.
This spiritualist, why are you interested in him? Why was he here? Is he Kellet?
Well, my last name is Farwander. So...
Ah, I see. Okay, yeah.
I want to see all of Avastin. I want to see all of Galarian. And I'd never been to the realm of the Mammoth Lords. So when I found the map, I said, well, now I have a guide to get me around. And I should find out what happened to this man. What his final fate was. And I think it was probably the Kelpie.
The Kelpie? Oh.
Yeah. I heard these Dalassi slavers talking about a Kelpie that lives in Gleaming Sun Lake.
Uh-oh.
Do we know what a Kelpie is? Have we heard of that before?
Make a nature roll.
They're like water spirits.
25.
Oh, you know what a Kelpie is.
That's going to beat mine. Yeah, I'm 19.
You both succeed, though, and you both know what a Kelpie is. It's a shape-shifting, or it creates the illusion that it is something else. Sometimes a horse, sometimes a person, and it lures people into the water, and then it eats them.
Oh, no. There's a Kelpie at Gleaming Lake? That's where the following's going.
A nasty one.
Oh, I am glad to have met you. Now we know what to expect.
I'm glad to have met you. Like you said, my adventure would have turned out very differently. Oh, my God! She sees Olog in the water.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's one of us. That's
oh, my
good.
God!
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
That's my brother. Olog. Yeah. Olog, come out of there!
Olog stands up. He transforms into a more gentle form, much like Edward Norton in the film Primal Fear.
Yeah,
he stands up. This water like dripping off of him. It's kind of like shaking it off, but he sort of waves at the people on the barge.
She waves back. Sorry, I just didn't see you there.
Well, we are going to Gleaming Sun Lake. Why don't you come with us?
That sounds incredible. I'd love to join your adventure. We could adventure together.
Sure.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
We are going to Red Cat Cave eventually, and we cannot tarry or divert from our course, but as long as we are going a direction you want to go, you are welcome to travel with us.
Absolutely.
I think I speak for the whole team. Yes, she is welcome?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, who is she?
I'm Harbina Farwander.
Ah, yes, you are welcome.
Ewa, what do you think?
Sure.
Oh my God!
And he's standing one inch
either.
Behind her.
Yeah.
and Baba, what do you think?
And there's a bear? This is awesome!
Yeah, Baba with blood dripping from his muzzle from the slaver he's just half eaten is like nodding his head like, yeah.
Wow. You guys are out of this world.
Well, before we move on, should we see if there's anything useful for us or the following on this boat?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let us loot this place.
Yeah, so I was going to say that the earlier parts of this conversation, AWOL immediately goes to the guards that were on land that got killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just like kneels down next to one. He just has this pained look on his face. He looks the body up and down. Not used to killing people.
Yeah.
And he'll start rooting around in, you know, pockets and stuff like that to see if there's any identifying trinkets or things on them that could tell us more about them.
Are you checking multiple guards?
Yeah.
Okay, as you scavenge them, you find altogether 35 gold pieces.
Nice.
And those, that's what's on the bodies. Are we also looking through the boat? I believe I heard Yelka say that.
Yeah, and then, yeah. And then he comes up and he catches the end of that conversation and he's got these gold pieces and he's put them in his pouch. Not really sure what to do with them. But he's got them. And then, we can start searching the boat.
You find a lot of very mundane goods. A lot of it is like the beads. Like earlier you guys were like, beads, that's useless. And you're pretty much right.
Yeah.
But they do have a snare. One snare that has not been, you know, used up or doesn't need any kind of repair. It is a dream pollen snare.
Ooh. Oh,
cool. That sounds
This simple
amazing.
Trap is made of taut twigs that, when triggered, snap down on a pollen-filled sac of a peculiar flower. When inhaled, the pollen imparts a lazy state of profound agreeability. The first creature that enters the snare space triggers the snare.
Oh, that's so cool.
Amazing. I love that. That's going to be...
So, who takes that?
Yeah, AWOL.
I think it's got to be you.
You're our trapper.
Yep.
Trapper, keeper.
Trapper, keeper.
Keeper.
You're our trapper, keeper.
Keeper of traps.
You're our Lisa Frank trapper, keeper.
Is there anything on this boat that might look like it might have some sort of healing properties that Yelka would recognize as such?
No.
Any rations?
Okay. Yeah, there's rations.
Cool.
There are 13 rations.
My.
All right.
Do we have a way of getting messages back to the following that isn't just somebody running back to them and taking the time to do that?
You could spend a day waiting for them to catch up to you.
No.
You know what we should do? If we could, we should work out with the following next time, or when we have time, work out some kind of code system.
Yes.
Well, we can like message. Leave, like on a rock or something, you know, something
at
that they would
suppose,
understand.
Like, safe ahead, danger ahead. Because what I'm thinking is, I think we should go ahead and see if the tip of the spear can take care of this Kelpie before the following gets there. But if we had some way to warn them that we might not be able to do that and they might be coming up into something dangerous, I feel like that would be good. But I don't know exactly the best way to do that. Do any of you have any ideas?
I do. We could... Oh, please.
Well, forgive me, Olog, but you could simply write a message in a place that you think they were likely to see it.
That's true.
The following is on the other side of the hex. You know, they enter the same hex you do, but they're kind of miles away. If you placed a message somewhere along the river, which everybody was going to travel along the river, they would likely see it.
Message like five hung corpses.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Dismember these bodies and then like have the pieces spell out whatever message.
Kelpie?
Oh no.
Kelpie ahead. Yeah.
Oh, no. write it in their blood.
Oh, man, the tip of the spear is messed. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, we could just find a rock and use maybe some of this blood or something to write the message instead. It's a like, little less gruesome.
Really freaking out our own tribe.
We have berries and bark and such. And
great, let's do that.
Eyal is an artist. We can just use that.
That's
can't wait
true.
To see
good point.
Weepa's face when she sees all these limbs arranged in this way.
I just want to point out that the last time somebody used blood as paint, that portrait was not exactly what he meant
it
to be.
That's true.
But later there was a mural of, I believe, the Vision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three fires.
And that was good.
That
DC
turned out
Comics,
well.
DC Comics, the Vision?
Oh, no, my God.
No, Marvel's the Vision.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
shaking with fury.
DC's Nick Fury?
Skid could do this all day.
Okay. Then AWOL, will you use some of your materials and put out a little message just to warn them, Kelpie, ahead?
Sure.
And then we go.
Yeah. Okay. So AWOL will leave a message. And he'll just write that
we came across these people. They tried to attack us. We fought them off. And what should we do with the bodies? Should we burn the bodies?
I guess so. I say leave them. I say leave them for the crows or the bears or the scavengers. They have to eat too, and they don't deserve much more.
I don't know. It
would
is interesting. Because you kind of have to think of, like, for somebody at least like AWOL, like, what are the following's practices? What does Sister Cinder do about the dead? You know,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Because it isn't necessarily, you know, not every soul is completely unredeemable.
I can tell you what the following
and so
does
they might fear, like, not properly doing something to a body.
I can tell you what the following does for the dead.
Okay.
The following actually leaves the dead out so that the earth, the land, can reclaim it. Mm-hmm. And that means that animals that feed on carrion, even bugs, they reclaim the flesh.
That is a great excuse to be lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
as far as Rongu is concerned,
it's great.
It's also canonical.
As far as Rongu is concerned, they're just animals. They were predators that tried to attack us, and we vanquished them. So she's going to treat them like she would treat any other animal, and that's to leave them for the scavengers.
Right, and it's interesting you say that, though, because there's a very specific way that AWOL treated the deer that he killed. You know what I mean? And that was an animal. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, an animal that meant no harm, right, as opposed to this one. But it is interesting. So we'll just leave them out and move on.
Yeah.
And then write a note as to basically who these people were, and then say we have intel that there is a dangerous creature, a deceptive creature in the Gleaming Sun Lake that could fool you. Be wary of anyone that you talk to that isn't us near Gleaming Sun Lake.
Yeah, so that's true, because we could not even make it. Like, we could end up, they
what
could get there
TPK?
And we wouldn't be there. Yeah, we could TPK, so.
Yeah. So, unless, before you talk to us, don't talk to anyone at the lake or any creature of any kind that is beckoning you into the lake. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
Could be dangerous.
Harbina says, but you guys are planning to kill the Kelpie, right?
Well, yeah, if we can.
Probably.
Righteous.
You can help.
Could I look at that
I'm really
map?
More of an explorer?
Then you can watch?
You can watch.
She hands you the map.
Can I just do a survival check to see if I pick up anything else or anything that could give us more information about an area we didn't know about, maybe?
You can.
That's good. 23.
You discover something interesting. There are a lot of little holes in the map, and you wonder what those came from.
Huh.
What are these holes? These little holes here.
Oh, when they recovered the map, they were wrapped around some kind of nettles, umber-colored nettles. I threw them away.
Oh.
Oh, like maybe what it's we like found.
A, maybe it's like a code thing. I remember this from like a Bloodhound Gang. You like write a message on something and then you like you wrap it around like a stick of the same size it was written on and you could see the message.
Maybe I'm overthinking. Wow. That's blowing my mind.
Where is this nettle? Remember, think.
Really, the holes just came from nettles.
All right.
They were like umber-colored plants.
Okay.
Umber-colored plants.
Can I do a nature check on that to see if this is a specific plant that we utilize in snares or anything?
Me too, because I have herbalism lore, so I'm going to jump in on this because Yoko's like, I know about plants.
21.
20.
Okay.
She's like, this plant is, it doesn't exist. It's made up.
She's lying.
Killer.
You guys are
good. Who got the 21?
Raga.
Then you win the race for nature knowledge.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
You both know this, but Raga says it first. And you know that this sort of type of water plant is found around Gleaming Sun Lake.
Mm. Okay.
All the more reason to get there as soon as possible.
Yes. Perhaps this mapmaker's spirit walker?
Spiritualist.
Yes, did indeed fall to the charms of the Kelpie. But we should stay on the move.
Hey, well, what happens if you hold it? Are the holes big enough for like the sun to shine through it and cast any cool shadows on the ground?
You lift it up
hold
to the
it up
sun.
To the sun and
a
point
shadow
it in.
With randomly distributed holes shines onto the ground.
Yucca looks
Harbina
at it.
And Harbina says, seriously, guys, I think it was just nettles.
Sorry, I just really fixated on the Bloodhound Gang thing. You brought it up. I mean, all right, let's go.
Here's another question. This is wild. Can we take the boat? Can we
Would we know what to do with it?
Yeah.
Take the boat downriver to Gleaming Sun Lake?
Sure. Do you have skill in piloting a boat?
Probs not. Well, why not?
Why not?
Right?
Indeed.
I say, why not?
I don't even know if Rog has ever seen a boat.
I don't know that I don't know why we wouldn't. There's land all around. I mean, there's like rivers all around. You could have made some
That's
sort of
true.
Raft or something.
Canoes.
Yeah, canoes, exactly.
How does this one go, though? Is it use sails? Like, would we know how to make this particular boat?
It has
boat?
A sail.
Arch with poles.
Right? At least in the image, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of a simple single-masted dinghy with a sail.
Right. And
barges
it's also,
are moved
it's,
with poles.
It's more of a barge, really. They just didn't have any barge graphics when I looked on Roll 20.
Got it.
I will say,
sorry,
it's harder than it looks to try to like use poles to like drive a boat down a body of water. You can look stupid really, really easily. If you don't actually have experience doing it, it's harder than it looks. So I would think like we'd actually have to have some kind of background in this.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why can't we? Like, do you have to have lore sailing in order to have experience? Like, why can't we say in our story that our athletics check or our dexterity is representative of experience in the past with a boat?
Because looking at the fiction and thinking about it carefully, absolutely no one here has ever told me that they have ever done anything with a boat. So I have to assume that you have not. That said, in my games, you can try anything that you want to try. So would you like to try to pilot a boat? Let's see. Let me look at what direction you'd have to go here.
Yeah, I guess the big question is, do we have to go against the current?
which
I don't want to be up here down here.
To the lake, right?
You would be going downstream toward the lake.
Like, this could be fun, and I don't want to tell us not to do it. But does this potentially keep us from clearing the path that the... If we take a different path than what the following is taking, are we doing our job as scouts to clear the path or make sure everything is safe for them? Or are we doing our job as scouts because we're getting there faster to deal with the Kelpie?
Right.
See, it could go both ways.
Yeah, I don't really think... I think you're right. I think we don't do the boat because the urgency is not on our speed. The urgency is on the following speed in general.
Yeah.
And the boat may allow us to miss certain things that are important for us to catch before the following, because they're all coming over land. Nobody's coming on a boat. So yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
I kind of hate saying that though, because it would be fun to try.
Yeah, it would have been really fun.
Yeah,
it'd be like, way to go, Paula.
Thanks a lot for ruining the game.
Logic.
This is good though, because there's something I want to do tonight.
Okay. Very good. Wahar Binna is eager to join you if you have decided to continue moving.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
There are vampires out there. They're beside you in the darkness, but what people don't understand is that they're not monsters. They're just going to work, living their unlives. But we are a dying breed. Those who came before me, they are fearful and are not content to sit back and just disappear. And they'll do anything to fix that. From the creators of Parkdale Haunt comes Woodbine, a podcast about monsters, dreams, and changes. Those you want and those you never saw coming. Season 2 arrives September 24th, distributed by Realm.
Goodbye, Kyle!
Did the sound of those words call to you like Pavlov's dog? Then you might enjoy our podcast, Turtle Time.
Every week, you can join me, Riley Hamilton, and my co-host, Amy Scarlotta, as we cover the most pressing Bravo news and dig into the new episodes to answer important questions like, who the hell is Adrian Malouf in this world?
Listen to Turtle Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Wednesday and Friday.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
So, we'll say that this is all part of this day. You've traveled into this square. So why don't we have Raga explain to me what she is doing that night before we move into the next hex, which is, by the way, Gleaming Sun Lake.
And just real quick, AWOL is going to take like a bunch of those beads. He's going to take
He loves that shit.
And collect them. And he can't stop his urge to be like, what can I use this for? How can this be broken down and rebuilt in a way that is us? And then are the tools actually useful? Is there actually, are you just throwing stuff out there? Or is it a spade could be extremely useful if we don't have one. So I'm just curious, are there useful tools?
They were really trading in people. There is a spade there because I said there was. So you may put a spade onto your character sheet.
I love it.
But you do not find other things that are really useful.
Okay.
I also said there were chains and manacles.
Yeah.
You may add those if you wish to carry those.
I do.
Done.
AWOL's kind of a pack rat, huh? Yelka says, too. Everyone else in hushed tones.
You are now encumbered. Your land speed is half. Let's get into the encumbrance rules. Or let's hand wave it. Okay. Yeah, let's go with the second thing.
Yeah.
You have the manacles, and You continue to travel, and dusk falls, and then it is night, and then Raga had something that she wanted to do.
Well, what I wanted to try to do is learn the true name of the Kelpie. So I have this spell, Invoke True Name, which I haven't used too often. I think I used it pretty early on against the ravens. We just, because I am a druid and because I lived in the forest, we decided that I already knew the true name of ravens, of a raven swarm. But I don't think I would automatically know the true name of a Kelpie. So I want to use my downtime to learn the name, the true name of the Kelpie so that I can invoke it.
So you're going to have to research, and the way that a primal caster researches primal creatures like this is by listening to nature, right? Communing with nature. And so I'm going to say that you have to listen to the voice of the river.
Yeah, oh, cool. I was just thinking, since it was it's a water creature and here we are on the river, I'm going to listen to the voice of the river to see if it will tell me in the way that the waves move, in the ripples of a pebble that falls in the water, in the sound of the crashing of the rapids, if it will tell me the true name of the Kelpie, if I commune with the voice of the river.
And so I'm going to ask you to roll nature, and I know what the DC is for this to happen tonight.
Okay. Okay.
I'm nervous.
I'm
okay,
nervous too.
Okay. So here's the thing. That was a 19.
You should hear a point.
Ooh. That was a 19, but I wanted it to be like really kick ass. I don't think I should use.
No, at a 19? Gosh.
For a 19, right? Because if I don't learn the true name, then I don't learn the true name and I prepare some other spells. But if I do, that would be sick.
Are you going with the 19?
I am going with the 19. I'm going with the 19.
You do not learn the true name.
Oh, no.
Dang. It's close. I bet it was
perhaps
close.
Perhaps the spirit, perhaps the water of the river itself is a bit afraid of the Kelpie. Mm. And so the Kelpie's secret is not revealed to you.
Mm. Okay. All right. That's fair. I'll prepare a different spell then in the morning.
Very good.
While Raga is doing that, and this storm is still swirling around Yelka because it doesn't go away until she spent time to calm it, which typically takes resting for 8 hours. Yelka will go over to Olag. Olag, can I talk to you about something?
Of course.
Do you mind if I get close to you?
Always. I mean, it's always okay. Not I always mind.
Okay, good. So I will go right up next to him, and you're kind of within my little swirling storm here. Have you killed people before?
No. No, this was the first time.
Weird about it? Because until the burning mammoths came after us, I'd only killed animals. And those people back there, I know they weren't nice or good, but I feel kind of sick to my stomach a little. I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling.
And Olag just kind of like lays his big paw on her shoulder.
You get a little shock.
God, I always forget about that.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It'll be fine after I've slept, I promise.
Yeah. Right, I understand what you mean. It is strange because I know it should be wrong, but somehow for me, deep down, something feels proper about it. I don't know. I am ashamed, but I am also thrilled, and I do not understand.
I don't understand either. I don't know how you should feel. It is kind of scary watching you sometimes, but even though that's true, that doesn't mean I will stop loving you because of it.
And he's, again, he like flushes. It gets like really dark green in the moonlight. He says,
"It is good to hear. I don't know what comes over me. I don't understand it. I don't want you, any of you, but especially you, I don't want you to be hurt." And he just kind of like looks away, just kind of looks down at the ground and says, "I don't want to hurt you."
"I don't think you'll hurt me. I can take care of myself anyway. I mean, look at this. There's a storm around me right now." "Okay. Thank you for talking to me about this."
"Thank you, little sister."
"Well, I'm your big sister."
"Big sister.
I'm your older sister."
Right? Yeah.
Physically, okay. Though.
Physically, sure. Though. Yeah. I'm little.
Tiny sister.
Tiny big sister.
Small sister.
Thank you.
Is there any other business around the campfire? Okay,
then. I want to take a minute just to recall knowledge about Kelpies. I want to see if I know, like, what would be best against a water creature, what types of spells, what would their weaknesses be, that kind of thing.
Okay. Give me a nature roll.
And that is a 23.
Ooh.
That is a success. So, they can transform into other creatures, the appearance of other creatures, but more dangerous than that is that they have the ability to entrance and draw unwitting victims toward them. So, even if you aren't fooled by their disguise, there is a psychic attack that they use against their prey.
I think they're from like Irish mythology.
Yeah, Kelpie, because they're half water, half fish, half horse, usually. And like,
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like a mermaid, but with a horse hit front. Okay. Cool. I'm trying to think of what best spells to prepare. What's good against water normally? I remember I used poison against that water creature once, and it did absolutely nothing. So, I don't know if I should.
I mean, well, maybe
like drought spells, you know, just
I'll tell you
driving.
This for free. I'll tell you this for free. Because you did so well on your roll. It is a fey creature. So it has a weakness against cold iron.
Cold iron.
Cold iron.
Which we don't have.
Oh.
We do not have that. Okay.
What's that spade made out of?
Yeah, that's a
cold iron spade.
My spade, my precious cold iron spade.
You find a butter knife made of cold iron.
Yay!
Good luck, adventurer.
To my spear. Okay.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Well, then, let us go back to the Hexploration map and please move the Broken Tusk following into the Gleaming Sun Lake space.
Oh, we're right there.
Oh, boy.
I don't think we're on that map, Jared.
I'm nervous. Oh.
Well, let's put you there, by golly.
Oh.
Let's do it, baby. Oh, man. I'll move us.
We're there.
Ooh, we're at the lake.
We made it.
We're at the lake.
Now
see, this is why we should have taken the boat, because then we could have, like, cooler of beers out into the middle of the lake. Little swimming, some music. The halfling could play for us.
Yeah.
That sounds so good.
A ham, soaked in rum.
When you awakened in the morning, Harbina was already completely dressed with her pack on her back and was like, "So, are we going?" And the entire time you've been traveling, she's kept like 40 feet ahead of you. Like, it's hard. Maybe you've told her, get back, but she is driven. She loves to explore. She is going to get herself killed. Eventually,
quite reckless.
You come out into a place where the hills drop away, the trees drop away, and you're looking at an incredibly peaceful place. The sun shines and the rippling waves across this huge lake reflect the light in a million little glowing sparkles. And you can see why the Broken Tusk Following stops here along their migratory route every year. It is a place made for respite. But somewhere in that lake is a deadly predator that must be somehow neutralized before your following gets here. You know that it is deceitful, that it is alluring, and it could definitely take some vulnerable member of your following. And so I ask you, how do you go about finding this creature?
How big is the lake? How large? How many feet?
Miles across.
Oh, okay. That changes my plan.
So detect magic isn't going to do much because it can only detect magic within 30 feet of me.
Actually, in travel mode, you could say, I'm going to keep detecting magic, you know, as I travel. And if you ever came within 30 feet of the creature, you would detect it.
I would like to be doing that. Knowing that this Kelpie is a fae creature, which seems magical to me. Which reminds me, actually, something I want to talk to you about at some point, Raga. Do you remember a couple of days ago, before all this craziness happened, and Shaggy said that you smell... I think he said that you smelled a bit like the fae? I need to know what that is about, and I keep meaning to talk to you about it, and now is not the time, but I'm bringing it up now. Just because I want us both to be thinking about it, Raga.
I heard that too. I don't know what he refers to. Perhaps because the fae live in the wilderness and I live in the wilderness, so I smell like them? I'm not sure. I don't know what he was talking about.
Let's keep thinking about it. Maybe at some point we'll figure out what he meant.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm gonna be just like sending out little pulses so I can see if I can detect anything magical as we're walking. So I will be doing that as we're going in the hopes that if we come near the Kelpie, I'll know it. I'll get a little ping.
Similarly, could I do... I want to utilize this better, hunt prey. It is not necessarily a combat-only skill, and it is used... You can use it during exploration, where you are tracking a specific prey.
Yeah.
So basically, I want to know, does it... Do we know if the Kelpie leaves any particular signs of its passing, right? Like, is there any evidence that it was here today or within the last couple days, right? Like, if you were tracking an animal. I know a magical creature might not have any of those signs, but I want to hunt prey and then use a perception check or survival to see if I can see any signs of its passing.
Very good. Why don't you give me a survival roll?
Okay, and I get a bonus to this check because of the hunt prey ability. That is another good one. 23.
Nice.
With a 23, I can tell you that you come to the edge of the lake, and again, you're on kind of a bluff above the lake. There are some bushes there kind of hanging on to the slope a little bit, and the slope goes down to where there's a little sand and rocks, and then the lake begins. And what you see... AWOL, are the tracks of a large creature. Big hoof-like tracks. Right before they get to the water, the tracks become the tracks of a human foot.
Whoa.
And then it looks like something slid down into the water right here.
Oh, man. Wow. All
this right, is so like, Lovecraftian.
Yeah, it really is. So he's like down... It's exactly like they said.
Look, feel free to look at your roll 20.
Oh.
He is here.
Oh.
Somewhere.
He's here. He came in here today, even maybe. The tracks are fresh. Well, what do we do? Do we act like we believe it? Do we do what it says just to lure it out?
Well, we can do what we did with the slavers. We can offer one of us as bait.
Right.
I will challenge it. Olog steps up to the edge of the cliff.
Oh boy.
And he starts
he beats
his chest. And he's just like, "Trespasser from the first world! I am Olog! Come to me! If you face your fear, I can smell it from here! You will not remain in the third world for long!"
So, as soon as he does that, Yelka is like, "I can't stop him," so she's going to put her hand on him and say, "Olog, be careful," and give him guidance because she worried.
And Eli was like, "Thank you. And come on, coward! Coward of the sea! Coward of the lake!"
And Awol, knowing Olog's ability to draw out combat like this, is immediately going to draw his two weapons.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yelka, did you say you went up and touched Olog? Is that what you said?
Yes.
So please move your token to beside.
Oh gosh, sorry. Olog. Yeah, I probably didn't need to touch him to do this, too. But here we are.
Emboldened by Olog's size and fierce presence. Oh, by the way, everybody's healed up, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. I healed myself last night.
Great. Oh, that's right. It's been a whole night. That's right.
Yeah. Now, looking down into the water, Olog sees it first, then Yelka, then Awol. You see a Kelid man like struggling in the water and going and trying to reach for you and getting pulled under.
"Don't do it. It is false.
There's a guy in trouble."
And then Olog jumps into the water.
It was like,
"The Kelpie will have to wait." And he dives into the water to save this man.
Classic. Our boys are so
the
gullible.
"The Kelpie will have to wait."
"The Kelpie will have to wait."
That would be so typical. That would be so.
God, our boys are so gullible.
You don't actually believe it's ruse, right?
Right.
Or you do?
No.
Okay.
I think Olog almost does for a second.
Almost
just
for
like,
a
"Oh,
second.
What the?"
Yeah. "That's what it does, Olog. That's what it does."
Yeah. "Oh, Olog, oh right.
We're not buying it.
Your deceit will find no purchase among us."
You say that you're not buying it. Do you shout at it?
Yeah.
Suddenly, the man rises up out of the water, and you can see from the waist down, he is a creature made of seaweed with four enormous hooves that kind of rear up out and start splashing out of the water. And then from the torso up, it starts to twist and become an equine head that is dripping slime and muck.
Ew.
And lake dirt. And it goes... and everybody rolls initiative.
Okay.
Okay. It's Kelpie time.
Oh, man.
The Kelpie will have to wait. There's a man in trouble.
So funny
Kelpie
to me.
Will have to wait. There's a man in trouble.
There's a man in trouble. Oh, my God.
We have one duty
really
to
telling.
A fellow man.
What's really telling is that those of us who went, "Wait, do they actually mean that? Are they joking now? Or is this a joke?" We don't know.
It would be so typical of them.
I know.
I kind of assumed, Olog, that Skid was making a joke, and I probably shouldn't have assumed that, but...
I would have gone ahead if you would.
Yeah. I believe we know what's going on here, everyone. So, when you are ready, please roll initiative for me.
AWOL got an 18.
Raga got a 26.
Damn.
She's scary. Yelka's 11.
Like seaweed.
Look. Is Yelka helpful in this party? Undecided.
You are our healer.
Look
how
at
much
the
healing
seaweed
have
horse
I done? With like fire eyes and bared teeth. He's scary. Yep.
It is scary.
Olog also got a 26.
Fight me for it.
Natural 20.
Oh, I got a 19. So.
Oh, nice switch on the pawn, Logan. It went from like just a dude to that awesome horse.
Yeah,
sea
scary,
creature.
Scary thing. Seaweed horse with fire red eyes.
All right. It is the top of the order, and Olog goes first.
All right.
Nice, Olog.
Okay, so Olog is like, you have shown yourself. You have made a fatal mistake. And he does a long jump into the water.
Oh, my gosh.
Into the water? Don't go in the water.
I'm going to do a 15-foot long jump.
And it is difficult terrain, as you might imagine. It is only 4 feet deep here.
Okay, and I think I actually... I'm gonna spend a hero point here because I rolled a 2 on the athletics check.
I know it's not super helpful in this situation, but you do have guidance until my turn, I think, starts.
Right. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I will use guidance.
Plus 1 status bonus, I believe.
Reroll. Okay. So that is a 22.
Awesome.
Great.
So, yeah.
Much better.
You leap down into the water and keep your footing, and now you are waist deep, maybe a little less than waist deep because you're Olog Crowborn.
Yeah. And I'm going to... So is this like difficult terrain then if I'm waiting?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to spend my last action getting almost up to it. I'm going to move like wade 15 feet into the water. I'm still 5 feet away from it, but I'm going to get closer to it.
Nicely done. And that is all of your actions?
Yep.
Okay. That brings us to Raga Bear Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking out at 30 feet of water from the shoreline, and it stays 4 feet deep kind of that whole way, like you can walk all along there?
Yes. Maybe it gets a little deeper when you get all the way out to the Kelpie, but it's shallow here.
Okay.
Yeah, it is in... a space that is really challenging, and I'm not sure I want to get down there. Right now I'm in cover. I moved myself into the bushes before initiative started because I'm scared of this Kelpie man. So, I'm going to cast Ray of Frost. To the Kelpie. Good. And I want to see what happens. So let's go spell attack roll. Oh, and that was a natural 1. So I am going to use my hero point.
Okay.
Can I use my hero point?
Yes.
Great. Because it literally cannot get worse. That is a 20. Dirty 20.
Ooh, much better.
Dirty 20 is a hit.
Nice.
Let's go,
wait, let me
baby.
Make sure. Let me make sure. Wait a second. Wait.
Huh?
What
let
is it all
sure
together?
So
what is it? A dirty 20, 20. You've added your bonus already.
Yes.
Then
yes,
that is
so
a fail.
So it's 13 plus 7.
Oh,
20.
What?
It's a
that
what?
Is a fail.
Oh.
A
it's
fail.
So
you have failed to hit.
What? Okay. Right. Well, I'm glad I did that.
Oh, no.
You know what? I bet it has some boosts because it's in the water. I bet it has some boosts to its, I don't know.
Oh, I bet you're right.
AC or something. Okay, well, okay. Now I have a good idea. Oh, no. I'm glad I did that.
Come back! Get out
literally,
the water.
Like, literally testing the waters. So I'm going to command. I'm going to use my last action to command Baba in case Olog needs some help. So I'm going to send Baba. 30 into the water to help Olog.
Very good.
Does he have to make an athletics check to jump
yes,
down?
Yes, I would like for him to make an athletics check to jump down.
Okay. Athletics. Oh! 3 plus 7, 10.
10. Ugh. Not enough. Baba ugh. Rolls down the hill, goes kind of under the
Baba.
Water, and is prone.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he, that was only his first action and he gets 2. So he spends his next action getting up.
Yeah, and shaking the water off of him.
Shaking it off.
Yeah. All right.
But he's there. Now he's like near Olog.
That is Raga's turn. And now the Kelpie gets to act. And the first thing it does... is it the seaweed starts to melt away from it, and you see a woman, and she has beautiful flowing hair and she's sort of like being birthed out of the Kelpie's like head, and she sings and calls to you, Raga.
Oh no.
Me?
And you're just absolutely sure that this is your mother. She's returned from the dead.
My mother? My real yes. mother?
Please make a will saving throw.
Oh no.
Oh,
you
no.
should have saved your hero point.
I should have. But lucky for me, I'm an expert in will saves. I have a plus 9.
No!
And that's 28.
Oh,
28. So
holy shit.
Will have real mom.
You're not my mother. I don't know my mother. My mother's a polar bear.
A 28 succeeds. A 28 succeeds, and suddenly you don't see the vision anymore. It becomes it melts off into a series of seaweed and lake bottom garbage. And then the Kelpie, for its third and final action, because that two actions, it moves to Olog Crowborn. It is, it like kind of like swims like glomp like toward you, and it doesn't even care that its actions are done. That's how confident it is that anything you throw at it is not going to hurt it. And as it barrels toward you through the water, that is where we will stop for today.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
This is so scary.
Yeah, I could just see it closing through the water and then blackout.
Yeah.
I need to jot down a note so I know what I want to do a week from now.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Woo! I don't know what this thing's going to do, if it's going to be all mental or just start thrashing Olog to pieces. I don't know.
I don't know.
Passengers, the Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Ox Venture, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts. 2, 1.